Well, if you happen to be in possession of any Toy Story figures, it might be wise to hide them away from the kids and keep them somewhere other than the toy box, because they might be worth a tidy sum someday. It seems that vintage toys can be a clever investment, as our own Toy Boy reporter Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
I remember we had a figure called Yak Face, which apparently is quite scarce, ugly-looking thing. But anyway, I seem to remember it went for about £200 at the time. I was astonished we had it in at 20, 30 quid.
Ian White of White's Auctioneers is no stranger to selling vintage toys and collectibles. He says that taking scarcity and condition into account, those childhood toys in the attic could prove to be lucrative items.
A toy that's worth €10 in kicked-around condition, and it could be worth €500 in mint, never played with conditions. So that's the kind of scale you're looking at.
Just watch out for mountains and mountains of toys everywhere.
One man who's made a business of collectibles is Jason Flood, co-owner of Dublin City Comics on Bolton Street. He says he realised the value of toy figures from a very early age.
Earlier on in the playground, when I realised I could get like two figures for one figure because somebody really wanted something I had. It's like a weird mutant ability. So we'll just see what this guy does.
That's the one. That's the one everyone knows.
Jason says the recession hit collectors pretty hard.
And there's a lot of collectors who just basically realised they hadn't got the money, but they did. It's not like they wasted their money. Their toys were still worth valuable to them, even if people just thought they were rubbish. So I was in a position to buy a few collections. One lad, I gave him £7,500 for his entire Transformers collection. When things sorted themselves out, they were able to buy some of their stuff back as well. So it's kind of good, the whole give and take of it as well, and I made a lot of friends out of it.
Moving from a comic book shop crammed with collections to a rather more grand setting. I'm at a loss for words in this room.
You could so well be. Don't you think it's most astonishing?
This chandelier is just incredible.
Is it not?
Countess Bernstorff is giving us the tour of her collection of 18th and 19th century costumes, toys and dolls, which are currently on display here in Castletown House, Selbridge.
Well, you see, you kind of slightly fall in love with them all. And you think, well, I love you because, and I don't like you quite so much because, but they all have such distinct characters. You know, there's a great fat wax doll here, and she's beautifully made, extremely ugly, but was the fashion of the time.
Straight up. There's a noticeable absence of teddy bears in her collection.
Men go completely crazy about teddy bears. Bizarre. Anyway, never mind. Because that seems
You're not a fan of teddy bears?
Well, I think they're a bit limited. They rarely have smart clothing, and I think that, you know, their battered approach is somewhat pathetic. I just can't get wound up in the way men do, you know, but I mean, they're going for cuddle, you know, and I'm not really.
Picnic time for teddy bears are having a lovely time today.
Countess Bernstorff has been collecting for over 35 years. She says life for collectors has always been easier in England than Ireland.
First of all, you have to bear in mind the old poem that says, you know, the children of England take pleasure in breaking, while the children of Holland take pleasure in making. In other words, on the continent, they manufactured for the English market, which is far wealthier than they were. So the vast majority of French, German, and other nationalities of toys ended up in England. So to be a collector in England was an easy task, not like in Ireland or indeed in France.
The Countess says the first thing she does at an auction is to look around to see who she's up against.
And of course, you'll begin to realise that, in fact, the real foe is a row of girls on telephones. Nowadays, people are too busy to come to the auctions and they have telephone things, which is really bad, because you can't sort of stampede them into... Which you could do.
You can't size them up.
You can't size them up or look aggressive or rough or anything. You can't, because you can't see them, so it's a big problem.
The Countess says the skills involved in collecting vintage toys can also be applied elsewhere.
If only the financial department in various countries was run by collectors, we would never be in debt. because collectors are incredible about how they handle funds. Strategy used by collectors in general, doesn't matter what you're collecting, actually would be useful in a financial position, because you do have to weigh things up. You don't spend in a wild way. You're always targeting, you know.
And so we hope some politicians are listening.
Well, I hope politicians would be listening. It would be great help, actually.